Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Former Washington Redskins cornerback Fred Smoot joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Fred, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. The big news out of Washington this morning, owner Daniel Snyder has announced that they are retiring the Redskins name and the Redskins logo. As a former member of the Washington Redskins, what do you think about that?
Being a former Redskin, first of all, thanks for having me, fellas. Being a former Redskin, I seen it coming. You know, I remember my rookie year, me and Champ was riding on the bus to, like, my first preseason game, and it was in Kansas City, and it was a group of Native Americans standing to the side protesting, and then I asked him what was going on, and he told me, you're going to see that a couple times the places we go because everybody don't love this name. And I started thinking then, and this was in 2001, you know, one day we're going to have to look this in the face and we're going to have to deal with it. And 2020 has been a year of change and a year of adapting to things. And I think now it's got pushed to the forefront. And really, I'm shocked it happened so fast. But like I said, I'm not surprised.
Fred, have you heard anything about what would be the name of this team and the organization? And what do you think has been the biggest motivating factor to want change and want to change the name of the organization?
Well, besides the climate of America right now, the climate of what's going on everywhere, I think that was a big push. I think, you know, the one thing, Dan, you can't take this away from him. He's a great businessman. You know, you don't buy a team unless you're a great businessman. And the great thing, one thing about it, he's not going to do bad business. And once the big names, Fred Smith, Pepsi Cola, Nike, once these people start to back out, you know, now you have no choice. You have to change. And I think that's what motivated it a lot. And just the fact, I think it was time. And when you talk about suggestions on name, I'm hearing a lot about the Warriors. I'm hearing the Americans. You know, if I throw my 50 cent in there, I'll say the Red Wolves. I think it gives us still a attachment to the Native Americans. I think it gives us our own logo, you know, not sharing it with the Golden State Warriors. I think the Red Wolves will give us some traditions that we can build off of. I think it'll be great. I think it'll be a great rallying call.
Fred, 2020, you know, you alluded to this. It's been a difficult year for a lot of folks for a number of different reasons. But I think when we look back on 2020, there are going to be some positive things in terms of change that come of it. I like to try to be an optimistic person. Do you think that there are things that we will be able to take from 2020 that will impact change for decades?
I think it is, you know, my grandmama, I'm a grandmama's baby. She always told me, you're going to learn from your mistakes. The good things you do in life will just be satisfying. But the things that you go through that it takes some blood, sweat, and tears, and it's hard, you learn from the things. And I think we are learning. You know, we can look at what's going on. I can say this, I've never been able to spend so much time with my kids and reconnect with them and do things organically, getting back to the basics. I think we're going to see that a lot of people don't need that drive to work. They can work from home. I think we're going to see a balance between progression, technology, and Mother Earth, just respecting, you know, respecting nature. I think there's a lot that's going to come from this year. When times like this, when times get hard, we bond together and we work together to get through these things. It only makes us closer. And I think that's what 2020 has done for us.
Come on and preach, then. I'm getting ready to pass the offering plate around. Fred, you got me fired up, baby. Go ahead.
Former Washington cornerback Fred Smoot joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Go ahead, Lowe.
Hey, Fred, man, I remember playing against y'all, man. We was up there in San Diego. We came there and it was 2002 or three, and overtime we ran that power, old boy, and y'all was trying to get downhill. LT, we strike up the band, walk off. You remember that one? Did that one hurt? Did that one hurt, Daddy?
That one hurt. And I remember playing you my first game in the NFL. And LT, my classmate, 2001, came down here and y'all was running that same power ball, bro, and that same off the tackle with you. And then, you know the thing, you know, when I first came in, I was a tackler. It's the difference between a tackler and a hitter. I was a tackler. And the one thing I knew then, I wasn't going to take you head on. I was going to make a business decision right there and try to get around you, not contact with you.
Hey, Fred, you knew how to play it, though, boy. You were slick. You were laid back and be like, all right, Fred ain't going to hit you. But I'm telling you, Fred going to cover you. You going to make it happen, boy. Everyone respected your game, brother. It was always, always awesome, you know, to play against you. You knew, everyone knew the talent, the kind of corner you were, and the respect that you had throughout the league. When you look at this now NFL league, and you're seeing the way that receivers and quarterbacks and how the game has changed, what's the biggest difference that you see fundamentally that you say, man, I would have played even better in this system? Or do you think it's harder with DBs are at a disadvantage because now we want high scoring and how offense are geared?
You're right. It's a changed game. But guess what? Are you more opportunity? What they're doing now, they're throwing 10 times, 20 times as much as they did when I played. And the one thing I could say, the quarterback in overall is better. If you look right now in the NFL, how many times can we say 90% of the NFL got their quarterback for the next 3 to 4 or 5 years? And these are talented guys that play 7-on-7 all their life. They're just pushing the ball down the field. Wide receivers and quarterbacks, I think they have a more eye-to-eye language than they used to. You got so much wide receiver talent out there. And then mixed with the rules that they make DBs go through, we can't even really touch the guys. I would love to play in this time. I think one of my strong points was ball skills. I think it would have gave me a chance to really get my hands on some balls. But I can tell you this, quarterbacking right now in this league is at an all-time high.
Former Washington cornerback Fred Smoot joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Speaking of quarterbacking being at an all-time high, $503 million over 12 years for Patrick Mahomes. It's good work if you can find it, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got to be proud of him for resetting the market. How many times have we been on this earth and a football player was the highest paid athlete in the world? And I ain't talking about soccer football. I'm talking about NFL football. I think he deserves every penny and more. I think it's smart for Kansas City. I think it was smart for him. And I think it sets the precedent. I tell you who happy. Lamar Jackson is happy. Dak Prescott is happy. Now all I got to say to football players out there, teach your son to be a quarterback, please.
Fred, I've got ESPN on in the background here as we're doing the show, and they're dedicating an entire week to Madden rankings for players. How much does that get talked about in locker rooms?
Well, you're dealing with 53 alpha males. These guys been the best in high school, the best in college. They come to the league. They part of that 1% that's the best in the world at the job they do. Yeah, they talk about Madden because it messes with their feelings. And you know, the one thing about it is, I'll never forget, I had a Pro Bowl long snapper on my team by the name of Ethan Albright. We called him the Red Snapper. And he literally wrote Madden a letter because he had put him ranking on there. It's like 57, 55, and he had just made the Pro Bowl 3 years in a row. And he snapped about it. Yes, it messes with your mojo.
Former Washington cornerback Fred Smoot, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Fred, that was awesome, man. Thank you for spending so much of your time with us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. All right, Big Neil, man. Keep it good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.